The first coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you could give us a quick opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, it's Coach Brohm, Purdue University. I think that we just wrapped up our spring practice this past Saturday with our spring game. I think for the most part it was a productive spring. We learned a lot about our team, and we did find a way to make some strides in certain areas, and we did recognize that.
Coach, I'm not sure if we're losing you there, if your phone's breaking up a little bit, but can you hear us still? All right, Coach, do we have you back now?
Yeah, you got me back.
Sorry about that. So we'll go ahead and open up for questions now.
Okay.
To ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Bob Asmussen with the Campaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Other than your own state, what do you consider the most important recruiting area for Purdue?
Well, like you said, our in-state is a top priority. I think for us, we're just going to basically take a 3 to 4 hour radius from our campus, which will extend into Illinois, and it will extend down into Kentucky and extend over to Ohio and even up to Detroit in that area, and really kind of hammer those areas as much as we can and make sure we're seen and we get our eyes and communicate with all the coaches and recruits we can in that area. And then from there we'll go to the areas we believe in, which is for us down south, a little bit into Texas, a little bit out west, and a little bit in the east coast of the country. So really it's about hammering this 3 to 4 hour radius as much as we can, getting into Chicago, like I said, into Ohio. And I think that we're off to a decent start, but there's plenty of work to do.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from Steve McGarvey with Associated Press.
I know that teams like to keep things pretty vanilla during the spring game anyway, but I'm just wondering, the impact of having so many of these spring games on television, the exposure, how much does that kind of impact what you do or don't show in a spring game?
Well, first off, it's great to be on TV and to get exposure, and that's extremely important for us. And, you know, unfortunately, the negative is it's a spring game, so it doesn't count as a win or loss. And, the opponents, especially the first opponent we play, is going to be watching and is going to study the video. So, yes, we got a lot of good work done the first 14 practices, and for us the 15th practice was basically just lining up in vanilla formations and defenses and calls and trying to just execute the game of football without trying to do anything special. So from that aspect, I'm sure it was a little more boring than it would like to be, but I think, you know, it's not bad occasionally just to try to line up and play football and see what plays your guys can make in those situations and circumstances.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jeff. I know receiver was a big question mark for you guys going into the spring. Just wonder how you feel like things developed for you during the course of spring practice.
Well, I like our guys. They work hard, and I think there was some improvement, especially in a couple guys. I still have concerns about that position. It's not where we need it to be, and it's not the strength of our team. So we have a lot of area to improve there. We are going to add 2 junior college guys and a graduate transfer that will be here for the May, but some mostly by summer to spice up the competition, and hopefully these guys can help us this first season, but it's still early to tell. I can't tell you that for sure, but we do need to improve in that area. We need to find some playmakers. We need to feel comfortable utilizing them, but it was an area that definitely still needs plenty of improvement.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Lee Barfneck with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Jeff, it's no secret Purdue's had some struggles in recent times, but when it came right down to it, what are the 2 or 3 things that made you want to take this job on?
Well, I think probably the main thing is when it was all said and done, I think the challenge of trying to not necessarily build a program, but to find a way to get it back to where they want to be is something that stood out to me. I think, you know, when you're having a little bit of success and you're in a comfortable spot and you got a lot of people telling you just to wait for that great job to come about where you can kind of fill in and have everything around you, that's appealing and great. But for some reason, you know, the ability to go to a program that needs direction, that needs some visible help, that needs some energy and some excitement and something to spice it up to try to help it win, it was the challenge of it was appealing to me. I think as coaches, a lot of time we preach to our recruits, hey, you know, let's not just look at the big schools looking at you like the Ohio States and the Michigans and the Alabamas. Let's maybe look at going somewhere and making a difference and being a difference maker. So I do think the appeal of being a difference maker was something that appealed to me, and I was willing to take the challenge. I think the timing was good. I felt good about leaving where I was at. I think it was in good hands. We had won back-to-back championships and three bowls in a row, and I feel like they had very good players coming back, and they would be fine. So that made me feel more comfortable. But I also think that, you know, this program is hungry for change, and the people in the town and at campus are hungry for some success, and they are, you know, showing some investment in, as far as building us a new practice facility. And there's a lot of little things that just added up, but definitely the challenge of trying to make a difference was something that stood out.
Sure. Being an old quarterback, did the bloodline of quarterbacks at that school attract you a little bit too?
Well, yes, and that was also appealing. I think that the history and tradition of quarterback play here, and obviously in the Joe Tiller days when they were successful, they were more of a wide open, different type of brand of football than others were playing and had success with that. I think the regional aspect of me being very familiar with this area and the surrounding area was important and was a factor. So I think all those things added up. But, yes, I think trying to get Purdue back in the mix of things where we're competitive and trying to find a way to win a few big games here and there, but also just, you know, building that history and tradition back is appealing.
Good. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.